In this bulletin, authorities order around 25 people into quarantine after a Brisbane man tests positive to coronavirus. A human rights activist from Myanmar urges the international community to take action against what he calls a massacre perpetrated by the military against protesters. And in sport, Brisbane sporting teams face uncertainty, unable to return to Brisbane due to a coronavirus outbreak. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Authorities continue to respond to an emerging coronavirus outbreak in Brisbane, with around 25 people who went to a house party ordered into quarantine after the host tested positive to coronavirus. The man in his 20s tested positive on Friday night after contracting the UK strain of COVID-19 from his male friend. Queensland Health says he hosted the large group at his home despite being told to isolate after getting tested, now leading to 24 potential COVID-19 exposure sites across Brisbane. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has ruled out a citywide lockdown of Brisbane for now and has asked the Prime Minister to halve the state's overseas arrivals intake.
I think this is very important for two reasons. The first reason is we want to be able to concentrate on this contact tracing. But secondly, we are actually seeing large numbers of positive cases that are coming in. Like basically every day over the last fortnight, we've been seeing five or six cases. We're almost at the capacity of our hospitals that we were during the peak of the pandemic.
Dozens of close contacts are awaiting COVID-19 test results as concerns grow about interstate travel restrictions just a week before Easter. Western Australia has further tightened restrictions on travellers from Queensland, requiring all visitors to self-isolate for 14 days. The JobKeeper wage support measure expires today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Federal Treasury insist it is an appropriate time to end the program. Up to 150,000 Australians are expected to lose their jobs come Monday morning. Tourism and Transport Forum CEO Margie Osman says although the economy is showing signs of improvement, not all businesses are safe.
Look, without JobKeeper, we're anticipating the failure of probably one in five businesses here in the tourism industry in Australia. The government's done a huge amount to support. JobKeeper was a real boon. We would have liked to have seen it extended. Certainly the aviation stimulus package is going to help. Aussies feeling a bit more confident about travelling is going to help. But until those international borders open, this is going to be painful.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to announce a cabinet reshuffle today. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is tipped to replace Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, whose health leave was extended amid criticism of her handling of a rape allegation at Parliament House in 2019. And there's speculation that Employment Minister Michaela Cash could take over from Christian Porter as Attorney General after the Prime Minister indicated he would be moved on from the portfolio. Mr. Porter, who strenuously denies an allegation of historical rape, is currently on mental health leave. Today, the Canberra Refugee Action Campaign is to hold its annual Palm Sunday rally, which calls for better treatment of refugees and asylum seekers. Gatherings will be held in many major cities, and organisers have vowed to comply with social distancing measures and outdoor gathering rules. A human rights activist from Myanmar has urged the international community to take action against what he called a massacre perpetrated by the military against protesters in his country. Speaking to British broadcaster Sky News, Tim Mong Tway claims the military is killing elderly people and children during the crackdowns.
That is a massacre. Why UN stay waiting for anything? We call it that. How many dead bodies UN need to take action on those shooters? Right now, we're hoping the international society do not silent, but taking speak out is not enough for us. We need real assistance. Today, you can see that military is doing that brutality of the killing. How many times, how many people are needed to show that is a massacre and that is a human atrocity?
He spoke after soldiers and police reportedly killed dozens of people on Saturday as they suppressed protests in the deadliest bloodletting since last month's coup. The death toll in Myanmar has been steadily rising, with at least over 90 deaths so far, spread over more than two dozen cities and towns. To sport now, and Brisbane Lions AFL players and staff have been forced to remain in Victoria amid the fallout from new coronavirus cases in their home city. Victoria has declared Brisbane and Moreton Bay as COVID-19 hotspots. A return to Brisbane remains uncertain, with Queensland health officials confirming a second Brisbane man had tested positive for the virus. In the NRL, the Brisbane Broncos' next game against the Melbourne Storm is also up in the air, with organisers looking at various options to relocate the match. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. Melbourne, much the same, 20 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two and 20. Canberra, possible late shower or two, 21. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 25 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.